How tough was short week, all the media hype around this game, just getting ready for a game like tonight?
It honestly wasn't too bad. I think we were happy it was a short week. We didn't want to wait another couple extra days to play. We wanted to get that taste out of our mouths. I think we kept our focus. You know, we didn't let the outside spheres of influence sort of creep into the locker room, which I think is a testament to the guys. We knew we had a very good football team we were playing. We weren't going to let anything else distract us, from trying to get a win. So it wasn't too bad.
Andrew, you keep your streak alive, never losing back-to-back games. It's always nice to hit the bye week on a positive note. Just how glad are you about that fact and to have this whole week of the circus, as Reggie called it, behind you?
No, it was a huge win. We try not to lose two in a row. Good to get into the bye week on a winning note. I think that definitely helps. And very happy to beat an incredible Broncos team.
How big a turnaround play was Robert's strip fumble that ultimately leads to 9 points?
Oh, it was huge. Rob is the ultimate warrior. He's an incredible team leader, incredible player. That was a huge moment in the game, I think, to us get back on track and to get points, because you need points to beat that team.
How concerned are you about Reggie Wayne?
Yeah, it stinks, to the nth degree. We hope for the best. Obviously, I don't know much, but I put a lot of blame on myself for missing. I don't think there's anybody within a square mile of him, it seemed like, and I missed it. So not happy about that, but we'll see. Life goes on, I guess.
Andrew, after the second half started and 5 punts by both teams swapping that out, but a good drive for the Colts after penalties by Denver, a couple passes by yourself, and a 10-yard run giving the team a 19-point lead. Could you talk about that, please?
Yeah, no, we knew we needed points. We did a good job, I think, mixing run and pass. Reggie made a heck of a catch on that drive. A couple other guys did as well. And managed to run it in the end zone. I think, great job by the O-line all day against a very physical, very good front seven from the Broncos. So that was a big drive as well, to get points.
How would you describe the atmosphere in the building tonight, not only with the fans, but kind of a outdoor night game? It was pretty cool in there.
Absolutely. Well, what a setting. It was rocking. The energy was, you could taste it, almost. The enthusiasm. It was a very special environment to play in, and I think, us in the locker room, from the bottom of our hearts, thank, the Colts fans that showed up. I think obviously best in the country. Everything I hear, they're the classiest fans in the country, and, it shows. We were so happy to have them behind us.
What was said between you and Peyton in the postgame handshake there?
That's between Peyton and I, so I'd rather not divulge that.
Andrew, you always have a link with Peyton, having come here after he was the quarterback. Having now been in a game with him, what did you see in his ability as a quarterback? What impressed you about his game tonight?
He's unbelievable. He throws the ball incredibly well. He's always in control of the moment. Credit our defense for creating stops and turnovers. That probably was the difference in the game right there. But It was not so fun to watch him, but a little part of you is watching and saying, oh, wow, that's really impressive.
So much was made about, you versus Peyton, but really you guys showed the nation what a team this Colts organization has become. Does it make it special when you see the special teams, defense, and offense all contributing to a big win like this?
Absolutely. I think any time we've had a win, it's been a total team effort, and it'll continue to be. We love football because it's a team game. We know certain people may make it one person versus another person, but it's never that way. It really isn't. What a great, all three phases of football to get this one.
Tend to do it home. Is that a good thing to defend the home turf like that?
Yeah, absolutely. Chuck talks about it a lot. Getting wins at home. And it's huge with the atmosphere that the fans create and having that pride in defending your home turf, like you said, Craig, it's big, and we love playing here.
Talking about Stanley Habili's impact on this game, the strip, and also the touchdown.
Yeah, unbelievable. He is a He's an incredible all-around football player. He can block. He can catch. He runs down on special teams and creates fumbles. You know, he does everything, and it's very fun to watch. And you know, on top of that, he's a great guy, great teammate. You know, will do anything for the team.
Andrew, 15, 20 years down the line, with a pretty perspective on your career, is this a night you're going to put in your back pocket and probably relive a little bit the atmosphere, everything around it, the great win? Is this one you're going to remember for a while?
You know, I don't know. I haven't given it thought, but probably. Yeah, big game. Big win against a great Broncos team. That's what sticks out. I guess so.
To have been able to keep the noise outside all week and to win a game like this in this setting, what can this whole experience mean to the maturation of this team as you guys get ready for the second half?
No, yeah, it's big. Proud of the guys, you know, for just working, you know, trusting the process, not getting caught up in the BS, so to say, surrounding it. I mean, we just worked. And we knew we had a great football team coming in here, and again, couldn't let other things distract us, or else they would expose us. So we've got great veteran leadership. You know, Rob Mathis sets the tone, Reggie sets the tone. We just follow them and managed to work tonight.
Andrew, on that drive at the end of the first half, it looked like you got into a really nice flow and very comfortable for 2 minutes. Just take us through that a little bit.
Yeah, it was good to score in 2 minutes. Huge to score. You know, get points at the end of the half. That was big. And anytime you can get in a rhythm, anytime you can start a 2-minute drive with a first down, I think Reggie caught the first pass, and then Donald Brown caught the second one. You know, getting a first down, it helps. And I think it was a short field, but with special teams as well. So, you know, again, you see all three phases really impacting the other in a positive manner.